Hello, and welcome to the Intelligently Stupid podcast. Now, I am joined here today by my friend Will.
Good evening. Is it evening?
Yes, it is evening.
Yeah, I've got the time of day right for once. Yeah,
That's a good start. He is known as Rikito on the internet.
Yeah.
So if you find him anywhere on the YouTubes or in any kind of situation, and there's somebody called Rikito, it's probably him.
Or someone who wishes they were me.
Or someone who wishes they were you. I am Matthew. I am known throughout the internet as Musband.
Or The Musband.
Yeah, youtube.com/TheMusband, just to put that out there and just like...
Because you've got no subscribers.
Well, actually, I've got a couple. Actually, a bit more than a couple. I've got
like
seven.
A couple.
I've got seven. It's not many.
That's alright. That's alright, yeah.
It's alright.
It's more than me, I think.
It's more than you've
got. I should
just
go and have a look now.
Okay, check this.
Subscriptions. Here we go. No, wait, no. That's who I'm subscribed to.
Yes, that's probably a few more than you've got. I'm actually subscribed to less people than I am. Than
what?
Subscribed to me.
How many people you subscribe? Well, that means you subscribe to less than seven.
I'm subscribed to six, but that doesn't matter. How do you find this out? Go on your channel.
I'm on my channel.
You're on your channel. Oh, right. Okay, we are the Intelligently Stupid podcast, just to get slightly back on topic here while Will's searching for whatever
it is. I've got seven
now,
subscribers.
Cool. Our goal today is to hopefully entertain you, and if we can't achieve that, to waste about 45 minutes of your life.
Yeah.
We're going to be playing some games. We're going
to... This is news to me.
Well, you don't have the features.txt. Sorry. But you know what we were talking about before. And we're also going to be just talking about random guff. I think guff is going to take up most of it, but that's the way podcasts
because
are.
Because you didn't want to use a naughty word.
Yes. Oh, yes, and just to put a disclaimer out, this podcast may contain some language that your mother would not like, such as... bum.
Like booby.
Or willy. Or shit. Actually, maybe that's a little excessive. I might bleep that.
You just
dropped
the C-bomb.
I may have done. I will bleep that one out, possibly. If I could be bothered.
Oh my god.
Right. I think we should just fire it up into some form of feature. Now, I've got here... we've got a little feature that we came up with a while ago, which we like to call "The World Would Be a Better Place If." Now, the idea of this feature is one of us proposes, well, actually both of us in turn, propose an idea that we believe the world would be a better place if this happened, as the name probably suggests.
Yeah.
Now, I'm now just like firing some guff into this while I'm trying to think of a thing. So I'm just going to put Will on the spot. Will, what would you think that would make the world a better place?
Every public building should have a guitar pick dispenser, which you have communal guitar picks from.
I have to say, personally, from Will's point of view as a guitarist, and also my point of view as a guitarist, that actually doesn't sound quite a bad idea.
And everybody could be like communist, and nobody would actually own guitar picks, you just have them.
That would be useful, because... I have to take them everywhere.
And then cleaners. You know cleaners, yeah? I'm sure you're aware of what a cleaner is. Yes, they clean.
I am.
If they find a guitar pick, they can go put it back in the guitar pick dispenser to save us having to walk around on the floor.
Because what I hate is because I play guitar, obviously, I now start carrying picks with me, like, everywhere, in case the call to rock.
I have them in my pocket.
And then that results to me leaving them everywhere. And they are everywhere around my house. Right now, in the computer room, I'm going to attempt to find the nearest guitar pick. There is one up there, right next to my speaker. There's a couple in my pocket.
There's one I can see. I can see it.
There's one underneath my keyboard.
There's one I can see. It's taunting me. I can see it. But it's underneath the biggest maze of wires you've ever seen. Not going there.
Right.
It's one this round.
Okay, I'll give you that. I agree with that one, that the world would be a much better place, for guitarists at least, if there was...
there's no one cooler than a guitarist.
if there was guitar pick dispensers put in all public buildings, right now. I'm putting myself on the spot a bit here.
Yeah, but what are you going to do now?
I think the world would be a better place if...
Come on.
All, like, news broadcasts and things were done by the guy that does the voiceovers for Halo. Because he just has the ultimate voice.
Can you just imagine? If there's a guy, like a serial killer just goes out, he kills the third guy, the guy just goes, triple kill!
Yeah. Or...
Hello, and welcome to the 9 o'clock news.
That's not like Duke Nukem. Bad voice.
You can just imagine if they've, you know, you have like a car accident that fails to stop, you just have splatter spree.
That would be amazing.
Would this person get paid?
How much would this person get paid?
Yes.
Lots of money. He would be paid, I don't know how much he'd be paid. I wasn't expecting a question like that.
It's a topical question in times like these.
Yeah.
We pay him in countries, because we can start with Greece.
He's got to be paid more than a footballer.
Yeah.
Because it's a much better job than a footballer, and deserves more pay. Just to put that out there.
Yeah, we don't like football. Rugby's much better.
I'll vouch for that. I'll vouch for that.
Yeah. Right, I'm trying to think of another thing to keep it going.
You're trying to think of another thing to keep it going, yeah. I'm also thinking of that.
In fact, it was made illegal. Other rubbish talent shows are available, so I'm just going to
Pick
that one.
In fact, that the world would be a much better place if that happened.
I don't think there's much explaining to be done there.
Because, to be honest, when I watch X Factor, it makes my eyes bleed.
Yeah? Do you know what the solution to that is?
Don't watch X Factor.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'll go with that. I'll go with that. Actually, I don't know if you remember, as part of the English coursework, we had to do that essay about... I can't remember what it was called now.
Oh, it's called Don't Get Started On.
Yeah, a part stuff.
Have a segment called that, actually.
Yeah.
Write that down for a future.
A part about stuff that we really hate. And I did mine about reality television, which...
I think I did mine on the fact that you can own your own house, right, at like 16 and stuff, but you can't buy glue until you're 18. Because it's got solvent, anyway.
But there's something amazing that I saw, I can't remember where it was, but there was some non-alcoholic beer. I think it was Bavaria beer, other forms of beer are available.
To be honest, they're probably not if it's non-alcoholic beer.
No, but, and the strangest thing about this is, you have to be 18 to buy it.
Right.
Which is a little odd, I'm not going to lie.
But you can be, like, 12 and buy alcoholic ginger beer and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and, like, the lemonade shandy.
Oh, if it's Krabby's, you have to be 18 if it's Krabby's. I would say other forms are available again, but...
That's the only form we know. I love that advert.
Yeah.
Alcoholic ginger beer. No. Spiffingly refreshing.
It's only for grown-ups.
And tickety-boo tasty. Great advert. Right, now, I think it's time for a feature that is very much stolen from a podcast. From a podcast which I very much like and very much enjoy. It's called The Horn Podcast.
I'd like to just make a total disclaimer here. Never heard of it until Matthew just said, oh, by the way.
I like it. So, big shout out there to the Horn Podcast, even though they probably have many, many, many more listeners than we do.
I was going to say, big shout out. I don't know who you're shouting at.
If anybody needs a shout out, it's us from them.
Yeah. I think what's going to happen here is you're going to have just given a shout out to, like, nobody. Just like, if this was like a radio, it would just be
fact, there is one person, a friend of ours, that has, like, actually watched our stuff on YouTube, so he might actually listen to that.
I love him.
And that is Tyler, so big shout out to Tyler.
Yeah, big shout out to the Tasman right there.
Yeah, we love you, man.
Yeah.
Now, this anyway, back to the topic. This feature is called How Much? And this is based... This game... It's a very good game. I really enjoy it. The idea is I pose to Will, or Will will pose to me, a certain activity. And we have to say how much we would accept in money to do that. And the idea is we have to go as low as we possibly will. And the beauty, the absolute beauty of this, is you have to play it completely seriously.
To the point where if he says 50 quid for something, I will actually hand him the 50 quid tomorrow, and he has a week to finish the task.
Yes. So, I think, because I maybe shouldn't have posed this feature yet, because I haven't actually thought of what I'm going to say.
I've got something for you.
Oh, I'm going to put you right in the spotlight, Will.
Again.
Yes.
I'm holding us together here.
You are.
How much would it cost for me to get you to have tattooed on your chest and both arms in rainbow colours, I love My Little Pony?
Well, I have to say, I do love My Little Pony.
Please tell me you're not serious.
So, no, I'm not.
Oh, thank God. I don't like bronies. And if there's a brony listening to this, shame on you. I don't want you as part of our listener base.
No, we do, because we need all the listeners we can get. Let's face
Fair
it.
Enough, but...
Right. The thing is, I don't want to go too low. Because if I go too low, you will seriously consider handing me the money for this.
You seriously consider. I've already got a figure in my head. If it's below it, you're getting paid.
Jesus. 50 grand.
Little higher than I was expecting. Well, no,
like, would you... Will, would you go any lower? That's the
No, I thought you would go a lot higher.
Oh, you wouldn't go any lower?
No.
Oh, that's that one exhausted.
No, I would probably go to about... I think we're on about 250 grand right now.
Wow. How much to drink your own urine?
You're seriously considering this, aren't you?
Yeah.
Probably about... But it depends. How much?
How much?
What is the volume?
A mug of your own urine.
A mug?
A mug.
My God. Probably say about 700 quid.
700 quid? Whoa. I'm going to cut you in 650.
Now, you see, if it's a shotgun, so I'd have easily said like 75 quid.
As well,
75 quid plus the 4 beers beforehand to get me drunk enough to even do it.
So you're saying 75 quid?
If it's a shot glass, yes.
Oh, if it's a shot glass. Right, I think you win on that one. Because if I go any lower than that, you will seriously consider paying me. So, that's a little dangerous.
Hello, I'm a little Irish leprechaun fella, and you're listening to the Intelligent and Stupid Podcast.
Now, we are going to move on to a feature that I like to call Whatever Happened To. This is where we bring back things that have disappeared into the distant mists of time. Most of which... most of which we want back, and we're pretty damn good at the time.
Yeah.
So, Will,
This is my favourite segment. I'm going to, you know, put my hands up there and just, you know, just say it.
I'm going to propose to you the question of whatever happened to Robot Wars? Because that was epic.
Yes, Robot Wars. Yes. I used to sit there, just watch it. What day was it on again?
I don't know what day it was on.
Wasn't it like a Saturday?
Yeah, it was. It was Saturday evening. Yeah, so I was used to watch
BBC.
It while I was having my tea.
Other TV channels are available, but, you know, BBC's the best one.
Yeah, it is.
No.
And then it got demoted to Dave, because it came back years ago.
I think it's still on Dave now.
And I watched them all. No, I don't think it's still on, but they were, like, showed them all and I watched them all on Dave.
Oh, is it not? Right. I thought they were, like, making new series.
No, there weren't new ones that were on Dave.
Well, that sucks.
I recognised some of, like, the robots.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. They just recycle the robots and just throw them
Sir
in the same things again.
He's a freaking badass.
Oh, Sir Killalot. I used to have the Robot Wars game. That was amazing.
Yeah, I've got that for PlayStation 2. However, I don't actually have a working PlayStation 2 controller. Unless it can be played with a Guitar Hero controller, which
it
I doubt.
Can.
It probably can, but it's very difficult.
I want to put it on my record of achievements. I have played COD with a Guitar Hero controller before.
Oh, yeah. Did you get a kill?
No.
Oh.
Because there's no triggers on a Guitar Hero controller, or anything that refers to the triggers.
Rebind your keys.
This is COD.
Fair point.
On a console. Yeah.
Fair. Give you that. I'll give you
like
that.
A knife. I just couldn't get. I had to stand. I couldn't move forward or backwards. I had to stand still. The whammy bar.
Strafe.
No, I could have. The whammy bar did the turning. So
you turned with the whammy bar. Yeah, your whammy bar would be to turn.
And I had to press. Because I was using tactical control layer, I had to press red to knife. And I just had to wait for people to come and like start messing around with me, thinking I'm AFK, then like knife. It never worked. Ever.
That is brilliant. I have to give you props for that. Top bands. Now, Will, would you like to have any suggestions for?
Let me think. Beyblades.
Oh, Beyblades! They were great. My childhood.
Whoa! We need to explain what Beyblades are for those who aren't cool.
For those who weren't children in the 1990s.
Yeah.
Explain what Beyblades.
Beyblade was a little thing with a plastic that like spun on. It's like a spinning top, but with pointed edges made out of plastic. So it attacked another one, and whoever's was last spinning won. End of story.
And it was great. It was amazing.
And that's how you decided who was the master.
In fact, I think I actually know what happened to Beyblades. So I can actually answer one of these questions.
Why?
It disappeared for a long time, and then I saw an advert on television about 2 years ago. They have brought them back. And you know they were pretty lethal, and they really hurt if they hit you.
Yeah.
They've now made them metal. So they are more capable of killing children.
Really?
Yes. I know, it is brilliant, isn't it? I wish we had metal ones.
I think I've still got some of mine, I don't know. If I do, I'm keeping them for when I have children, then I'm going to force them to play them.
You should record a Beyblades match and put it on YouTube.
I will win. I've even got an arena.
Oh, wow. I don't even
know if I've still got it, actually.
I don't even know if I've still got mine. We'd have to buy some.
I probably threw them out years ago, to be honest.
Get some metal ones.
Yeah. That would be the coolest thing ever.
Right, so that was...
One more thing.
You've got one more.
Yes,
right.
I have.
Oh, is it a good one?
Whatever happened, the cartoon... The Tasmanian Devil.
I think he's still in existence, because it's Looney Tunes, isn't it, the Tasmanian Devil?
No, he had his own show.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. That's the Tasmanian Devil impression. Did you like that?
Yeah. I'm going to say it's not even that funny.
It's probably not very good. I can't do many impressions. I'll save the impressions for some of the liners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got some plans for some of that anyway. But is he still around?
I think he is.
Alright, well, that settles that one then. Nothing happened to him.
Nothing happened to him, he's still here.
He's still living his life of fame, and I like that.
Yeah. Right, I think that's the first feature we've actually got some really good usable content out of.
And probably the last.
Yeah, so I think we should move on before we jinx things.
Yeah, good effort. I think you've just jinxed the rest of the podcast. Slow.
Probably. Right, let's take a short break now. Go.
The Nazi regime enforces listening of the Intelligently Stupid podcast!
And now it's time for a new segment that we've thought up literally about 5 minutes before we started.
Mm-hmm. It's a good one. It's a very good one.
This... The Shameless.
Shameless.
What we are going to do is we're going to talk you through most of our top most listened to songs on iTunes.
Because that is the list of shame. It's always something really, really embarrassing.
Now, I have a disclaimer to make here. I recently wiped my laptop, so my top play only has 12 plays. And there's more than half has two plays. They were just, like, stuck on two, because I use Spotify a lot, I'm going to be honest. I don't know if I can get top 25 most played on Spotify.
Oh, that could be an issue.
No, I can't. So...
So iTunes will do, then?
I've got Starred, which...
No, but iTunes will do, because yeah. You've got your thing.
I've got 25, right. Which is always good.
Okay.
Who's going to go first?
I'm going to tell you my number one. Yeah. It's a bad one. It's a actually, it's not too bad. It's Alandria by the Foo Fighters with 64 plays. It's a pretty good song. It's a pretty good song. I don't know if you know it. It's off the Wasting Light album, which isn't their best album, but it's a pretty good song.
Well, I'm just out with it. Out with it.
Okay, now what is your number one, Will?
Oh, God.
I don't know this.
Right, this is going to sound really, really big-headed.
Yeah?
It's a song I wrote, I'm going to be honest.
Oh, God, it's the one that we're playing, isn't it?
It's Cold Revenge. www.soundcloud.com/wreckit if you want to go check it out.
In fact, actually, you own the rights to that.
Yes, I do.
We'll play it.
Okay.
We'll play it now on the podcast.
Okay.
We're listening to it now. It's so good. Oh, yeah. No, we're not.
And that, what that you heard with your ears just then, was Cold Revenge by William Reckitt. Cracking tune.
Is the 99 Red Balloons cover by Goldfinger, punk band. It's a quality song. This isn't actually that much of a shame list for me. It probably is to other people. But
yeah. About this.
Oh, what's number two?
It's a song you're working on that you sent me.
Is it?
Yeah.
How many plays has that got?
8.
Wow, you must really like my song.
Yep. Well, I'll be honest, yeah, it's pretty cool. You awesome. Own the rights to that, but it's not finished, so I don't think we should play that.
No, I don't think we should. We might play it at some point.
Shall we just skip to my number 3? Because that's the first proper song.
Okay, yeah, what is it?
It's You, Me at 6.
Oh, what song?
Hard to Swallow.
I don't know that one. Can you give us a rendition?
No, because you can sing, well, you can sing full stop, but it's actually quite high, so yeah, not happening.
We need to get Johnny on.
I have a lot of You, Me at 6 on here, actually, and that's embarrassing. Yeah. They're all right, but, you know. Why is Paramore not my top? God.
I don't know why.
I've only got one Paramore. It's because I haven't actually plugged my iPod sync to Spotify, so that, none of that counts.
My number 3, I don't know how this got here, because I didn't even know it was on my iTunes, but it is Mighty Wings, the song from Top Gun.
What? That's a cool film and everything, but yeah. How many plays has it got?
It has got 62.
What the hell?
I think it must have... Oh no. You know I was on about that song that kept playing all night.
Yeah.
I think it was that one.
Oh, I thought that was the Badger song.
No, I just listened to that a lot. That's how that song goes. It's a good song.
So yeah, my number 4's Underdog, but don't worry about that. Another You Me at 6 song.
Another You Me at 6.
Then number 5, Paramore, you know, Hayley Williams, you know, we love her. She's
Nom. Not any comment.
I don't know her, yeah. Big shout out to Hayley Williams, yeah.
Yeah, like she needs a shout-out from...
Like she knows we exist.
Two goons like us. To podcast.
Yeah. That'll be pretty epic, to be fair.
Oh, at number 4, it's Badger, Badger, Badger by Weeble Stuff.
Oh, God, good old Weeble Stuff.
Weeble Stuff, that was a great website. Is that even still up?
I should check. 1 second. You're probably just going to hear, like, a massive, like, trampling as it's my keyboard. Yeah.
Oh God, it's whatever happened to coming back.
Yeah. Weeble Stuff is still up.
Is it? Can you remember that game that we used to play, Cat Death Auto?
Oh yeah.
And what was also, the other thing? It was Cat Face. It's got the face of the cat.
Can I point out, on the 25th of April at 13:49, Cat Face 32 was released.
Wow, it's up to 32.
I know.
When I stopped watching it was like at 7.
Yeah, I know, they're only like 8, but yeah. And there's also something like Russian Dancing Men, The Game.
Wow. Sounds impressive.
Yeah, so I think we might have to keep checking out Weeble Stuff every now and again.
Yeah.
That looks pretty cool.
I certainly will. Right, I think we've delved for long enough into one of our shame lists, and hopefully next week, or whenever we do a podcast, I'm not going to promise for a week.
Yeah, don't bother.
No, whenever we next do a podcast, if we do another one, which hopefully we will. I'd like to. I don't know whether Will would.
I'm having fun. I'm having fun.
We will find another list of shame to delve into. Oh God, I've just seen my number 5.
What?
Someone Like You by Adele.
No.
Oh.
I'm not that shameful. I've got more Paramore. I've got Avenged Sevenfold.
Oh, Avenged Sevenfold. You see, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Treyu. I've got The Blackout. I've got Bon Jovi. I've got My Valentine. And I've also got Area 11, because they're pretty cool.
Oh, my number 6 is, you'll know this instantly from this, Wow! I think you know what we're
Disturbed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, I think that's enough shame list diving into for
this episode.
This time. This time, yeah, and we will find another list of shame to delve into next time.
Hello, this is your iTunes speaking. I enjoy listening to the Intelligently Stupid podcast.
I was expecting...
Right, we're going to play another game, aren't we, Will?
Yeah.
This one's an absolute cracker.
Whose idea was this again? I can't remember.
This was your idea, Will.
Right, so when it all goes wrong, it's my fault.
Yeah, when it all goes wrong, it's your fault.
Okay.
I mean, it might be starting to go wrong already. However, right, this one is called... It is called, What Would You Do If... Now, I'm going to let Will do the first one, because his...
Well, basically, I'm going to explain it first.
One of us
is going to give the other a situation, and they must respond, telling them what they would do if they were in that situation.
Yeah.
So, my first thing I'm going to throw to... Musband is, what would you do if you had a teenage daughter who decided they were a lesbian, right? I haven't got a problem with lesbians, yeah? But then got pregnant.
What? Do you know what we should do? We should not have this feature. We should just use that completely out of context. That question. No, we'll keep it here. But she got pregnant. So how does this happen?
I don't
Obviously,
know.
Obviously, she's not a lesbian then, is she? Or is she like the Virgin Mary?
Well, I haven't thought too much about this one. I don't know if you can tell.
I was expecting something a little different from that. I'm not going to lie. What would I do? That was a very odd question indeed. Well, right, I think I would... punch her in the stomach very, very hard.
Falcon punch.
That's the only solution I can
think. Other punches are available.
Other forms of punches are available, yeah. Yeah. Such as the uppercut.
Right, yeah. And the left hook.
And the right hook. And I don't know any... And the jab.
Why don't you just pile drive her? Solution to everything.
We should wrestle.
What, us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do it as a video, whatever this podcast called.
The Intelligently Stupid podcast, I think.
Yeah. If we wrestled, I'd do a pile driver on you.
I don't know what I'd do. I would wrestle.
You would wrestle?
Yeah.
Right.
Have you got one for me?
I believe I do.
Right, okay.
Will.
Yes, I'm here.
What would you do if...
Come on.
You arrived at school.
Yeah.
You walk through the door.
Yeah.
You notice some people pointing at you and laughing.
Oh, God.
And looking quite strangely. And you're thinking, well, what's going on? You look down. You look down at yourself.
I can see where this is going.
And you realise that you've forgotten to put your clothes on.
Oh!
What would you do in this situation? I'm going to be honest with you, I'd forgotten what my actual thing was and made this up on the spot.
Right.
And then, when I've done that, I remembered what my one was going to be. But I want to see your answer to this.
What day of the week is it? This does make a difference, yeah.
This does make a difference. What day of the week is it? Oh, you're thinking if it's a PE day, aren't you?
Yes.
I can tell you, it is a Wednesday.
And what is the weather like?
It's snowing.
That's alright, I've got a coat.
Damn you.
Put my coat on, and then go home, and go get some clothes. Is what I would do.
That's what you would do.
Yeah.
Right.
What would you do if... Right, you ready for this?
I'm ready. I'm braced.
You were given a handgun with one bullet in and a choice.
What is this choice?
You can either play Russian roulette with a person of your choice and... whoever kills the other doesn't get prosecuted, or you can just go straight out, up with attempting
to shoot somebody, but with the barrel of your revolver spun, so you don't know if the bullet's in or not. Who would it be?
And you're making some rather suspicious noises with your keyboard. It sounds a bit like you're loading a revolver. It actually does. I'm not going to lie.
Stapler. I'm dropping a stapler.
I do Russian roulette.
With who?
With who? With you.
Right, I see. And if I'm lucky, I can ice you here.
There may not be another podcast. We may actually indulge in this.
We should have done how much after this, so we could say how much would it be to play Russian roulette with you.
Yeah. Gold. This is gold.
No, it's bronze.
I forgot my other one now that I thought of when I was thinking up of the other one.
Right. God, okay.
I'm so unprofessional, aren't I?
Yes, you are an unprofessional person and shouldn't deserve to be doing a podcast with someone as professional and famous as me. Who am I kidding?
Famous?
Yeah. I know 12 people.
12 people?
I know more than 12 people. come on. Think of your thing.
Will.
Yes.
What would you do?
I don't know. What would I do?
If the only type of car you were ever allowed to drive was a smart car. Would you still drive?
I would do two things. One, I would
pick up a revolver.
No. I would get a helicopter.
You'd get helicopter. And can you afford a helicopter?
No. Two, if I cannot get a helicopter, I will get a driver to drive a nice car for me.
Oh, that's a sneaky way out of it.
Yeah. That's what I would do.
Yeah, rotten cheat, you are.
I'd end up like Alan Sugar with his Rolls Royce, just turning, except I'm not as small as him.
Can you afford a driver that'll drive a Rolls Royce?
Sure, put on minimum wage. Pay the insurance. Awesome.
Fair enough.
Yeah. You weren't expecting that.
I wasn't.
What are you going to do now?
What am I going to do now?
Yeah. No, you're not a pro fighter, are you? That could be a reason why we're wrestling.
What could be... Oh, what? Over a dispute, isn't it?
Over how sneaky I was there.
Over how sneaky you were there.
Yeah. I can't...
I'd do a choke slam on you if we wrestled.
What even is a choke slam?
A choke slam, it is beautiful. It is where, like, you pick someone up by their neck and you slam them to the floor. It is beautiful. Beautiful
wow.
thing.
Wow.
I haven't watched wrestling in ages.
Neither have I.
I should do. I used to watch it when I was, like, 8. that's how I know all these moves.
That's back when you thought it was a cartoon.
Yeah.
Right, I'm out of things of what would you do if. In fact, if any of you, if there are any listeners,
listeners, yeah, send in suggestions for how much, whatever happened to all of these features.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm waving my arms. I am.
And if you're lucky, i.e. if you exist, we might actually do that. In fact, we probably will, because we'll be stuck for ideas.
Yeah, and also, this is a thing, this is completely Nick from Adam and Joe. I'm sorry, Will.
Is it? Adam and Joe's amazing, so I'll have a go at you.
Because what Adam and Joe developed, I can't remember what they actually did, but they developed an idea that whenever... to determine if there were any other Adam and Joe listeners around.
Stephen, yeah.
Yeah. Stephen!
What we gonna do here? Lesbian pregnant?
Come on, Will!
Oh, sorry, just coming.
There we go.
Sorry.
I think we need to develop something like that for the Incredibly Stupid podcast. Oh, intelligently stupid, even. But it is incredibly stupid. Also.
It's all of the above.
It is all of the above.
And all. Let's see. What do you want again? A thing.
A thing, yeah. Like a thing that somebody could shout and then somebody can to reply. I shouldn't have just posed you on this.
No, we'll get back to that later.
We'll get back to that later. We'll tell you, the humble listener, when yeah, we...
you single them. Listener. Unfortunately, you need another listener to be able
probably,
to do it.
It's probably Tyler, and he'll do it to me.
Yeah.
He's keeping us going with his comments.
Making us think we're popular.
Yeah.
When in fact, no one...
Another big shout-out to Tyler. Tyler the T-Man Allinson.
Again.
His new name. Yeah. Tyler the T-Man Allinson. We probably shouldn't reveal all this information about him.
What's next? Is it his address, his bank details?
People are going to stalk him, aren't they?
Yeah. His mother's maiden name? Do you want to do that one? Pin number?
He'll have people ringing up his house.
I never said phone number, I said pin number.
No, but still, phone number. You'll have people ringing up his house going, "Good evening, sir."
Good afternoon, sir.
Oh, God.
I'm going to keep that for liner.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. Phone jack, yeah. I like that voice. That's a good voice.
Yeah.
I can't really do many.
You can do that on tap.
I'm not really very good at phone jacker impression.
It's the only voice I can do.
I'm just going to go for a phone jacker voice.
Go on,
Italian marble fireplace. Talk to me.
Oh, that's Terry Tibbs, that is.
Yeah, it's Terry Tibbs. That's my attempt at Terry Tibbs. A very, very bad attempt at Terry Tibbs.
Hang on a minute. Hang on. I'm just going to Call Tyler the T-Man Allinson.
What are you doing?
Good afternoon, sir. No, I'm not ready.
We should do that. We should call him over Skype and put it on the podcast.
That'd be awesome.
We'll have him as a guest. He can play some How Much with us or something.
Yeah, we can have, like, special guests. Yeah. Ow.
What did you just do?
Stapled myself.
Do you need to go to A&E? Or are you...
I'll be fine.
You'll be fine. Yeah. Right, due to serious injury, we're going to end this segment now.
Hello, my name is Boris. I am the Sneaky Russian. You are listening to the Intelligently Stupid Podcast. It is very much revered around in our part of the world. Very, very important. Have a nice day.
Now, we are going to attempt something serious for once.
Ooh.
Now, each week...
We're scraping the bottom of the barrel here.
yeah. But we're coming near to the end now. I know you're all going to be, like, really sad that we're leaving you for however long it's going to be.
They're probably not still listening anymore.
Yeah, our single listener, Tyler, probably got bored.
Oh, yeah. Does he have iTunes?
I don't actually know. I think he does.
Hopefully he does, because otherwise we won't have any listeners.
I just thought, he can be our shout, you know, Tyler! And then we just need a response.
Maybe, yeah.
We'll work on that, anyway.
Yeah, we'll work on that. We'll let you know, guys.
Before I get buzzed for deviation, we are going to, each week, one of us is going to review either a film or a game and try and sell it to the other person.
Yeah.
And I'm going to kick it off this week, as I generally do. I'm going to be reviewing Mass Effect 3 for PC. Please don't cry. I know everyone hates
it. Sorry.
I know everyone says it's rubbish and everything, but I'm going to basically try and say it's not. And probably get slammed by all the people.
The stage is yours.
For the record.
The metaphorical stage. We don't have a real stage.
That's what you think, mate.
Unless you... I could stand on my office chair. Closest.
What do you think I've been doing for the past... How long is it now?
However long this has gone
on. The time is 1937.
It is, yeah.
In fact, no, I didn't mention the time earlier, did I?
So it's not going to screw up my editing, so it's not going to sound like a really, really long conversation.
Damn it. Right, anyway.
Actually, it's not that long, because I had to keep disconnecting the call to listen to things back. But that doesn't matter. Bit of behind the scenes knowledge for you there.
Yeah. You're getting all the info here, right here, right?
Yeah. Anyway, get back to topic.
Sorry, yeah. you need to have a buzzer.
Well, yeah, for deviation, like the horn do. They've got a horn.
Yeah.
That's why it's called a horn.
So,
right.
Mass Effect 3. I've got it in front of me, in case you hear any, like, game noises. You know what I mean? Like, moving the case about and stuff. I've got it for PC. It's a 15. Contains strong language and infrequent strong violence.
A bit like our podcast.
Yeah, I suppose you're right there. Made by the lovely people called BioWare.
and published by EA, which, yeah.
You went a bit robot there, but it'll be fine.
Oh, well. I bought it for £17, which is pretty good, considering it was 3 weeks after release.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
I had to reset my computer to factory settings.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was not Mass Effect.
Yeah.
I bought it. I got home. I opened it up. I'm doing now. And you'll instantly be surprised by the fact there's two discs.
Two discs?
This is if you wish to install via discs rather than downloading from Origin.
Yeah.
For the record, you need Origin to play anyway.
Yeah.
Some of people don't like the permissions it requires, but it's fine. I just used that. My download went into turbocharge mode when I was downloading it.
It did. That was very impressive.
7 megabytes a second, which is pretty good. Partly because no one else knew it, like, is young enough to use the internet around here, but don't worry about that. You have a registration code, much like an online pass for, you know, Xbox games, if you're an Xbox player. But those...
I am. Play... Big up the Xbox player. Gamertag.
Yeah, Xbox as well. But...
Gamertag, uppercase F, lowercase X, space, musband.
And then, of course, there's my gamertag, that's Rekito, R-E-C-K. Is it double E?
Yes, it is.
E-T-O. R-E-C-K-E-E-T-O. That's awesome.
I only know that because it says it in the top corner of the screen because of Skype.
That's also my Steam name and my Origin name if anybody wants to add me.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the conversation, the review. So I installed it all. It was all good. I was running it at max graphic settings, getting decent FPS. It's good. It's nice. It's like a third-person shooter, but with a decent storyline. And everyone says, the storyline's fine until the end. Going to hold my hands up here and say, I've only played about 14 hours. And I'm only...
Wow. Linear game, that's got a lot of content, though.
It's an RPG, mate.
Is it? I don't really know.
Yeah.
It seems fairly linear from the demo I played.
Yeah, pretty linear. Because
we basically became zombies when the demo came out.
Yeah,
we played the co-op multiplayer solid for like 3 days.
Which I might add has been improved since the demo.
Has it? Cool.
Yeah, it's good.
So you can now actually see your screen when you play a Krogan, can you?
No.
Oh.
So that's part of playing a Krogan.
But you can't see the screen. Mash your B and hope you hit.
But, on the upside, if you unlock the Krogan shotgun, you will one-hit KO anything.
Awesome.
It's amazing. That's what I use. I play a Vanguard. Those of you that play Mass Effect will know what one of them is.
I played a Vanguard in the demo and I loved it.
I play Infiltrator online, but I play Vanguard in the campaign, which is quite confusing because I have all my bounty keys, because that's what you do on PC, and they're different powers online and on the single player. So if I play online, I basically just get absolutely boned in single player for a bit until I remember them.
Mm.
But in single player, you go along to this place called the Citadel, and get a load of quests, go out on your ship into the galaxy, do the quests, rinse and repeat. Sounds boring. I don't think it is. If you like RPGs and you like third-person shooters, it's amazing. It's hard to define into a category, really.
I think you've fairly well managed to sell that game to me.
Also, those of you that said, oh yeah, but I've heard the ending's rubbish, free DLC in the summer to... flesh out the ending. I haven't got there yet, so I don't know what it's like. Well, I do, because I've seen spoilers on the internet, but... yeah.
Don't spoil it.
I'm not
going to
say any spoilers towards the game, which is why I'm stopping here, because I would try and explain some of the cool
things. That was the movie. No, sorry, game.
The movie.
Video game.
They should make a movie.
What, a Mass Effect the movie?
Yes, it's like Star Wars for...
Yeah, but it would basically just be Commander Shepard getting off with various alien women. Because let's face it, that's what most of the game is.
Yeah, that's only if you play a male Shepard, because I'm just going to admit here, I may have slightly made mine look like Hayley Williams.
Oh, God. Nom. That's my only comment to Hayley Williams.
But that's because the first time I saw a Mass Effect video for Mass Effect 3, I've never played Mass Effect 2 or 1 for the record.
I played a bit of Mass Effect 1. That's how my whole Commander Shepard getting off an alien women comes from.
It was a female Shepard, and from then on I've just had to play a female Shepard because it just doesn't feel right otherwise.
Fair enough.
Female protagonist, it's cool. I like Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider is a game that I've always found very frustrating.
A game I've always loved. There's a new one coming out at the end of the year.
Is there?
Yeah, it's going
to
be awesome.
I'm probably going to buy it and get to like the second level, then get stuck.
No, you're not. You're not going to buy it. It comes out the same day as Halo 4.
Okay, I'm not going to buy it. Halo 4, I'm really excited about that.
Halo, our favourite game franchise of the world.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, so...
Anybody wants to play Halo with us, Adam's on Xbox.
And prepare to get owned by us and our very, very strange custom game mode.
Yeah.
But surprisingly good.
Toilet defence. That's the way forward. Have you ever played that with me?
Yes.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Sorry, I just knocked my mic there. Right, anyway, that was... Go. The game review.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is George Apatowingo from Thorntacker. You are listening to the Intelligently Stupid Podcast.
Go.
So, I'm very sorry to tell you, but you've come to the end of our first podcast.
It's a very sad moment.
Well, it might not be. It probably will be, because no one's been listening. But, if enough people listened, I don't know how we tell, but if enough people listened, we may do a second one. But if no one listened, we won't bother.
We might do anyway, because...
Yeah, let's face it, we had fun.
Yeah, we had good fun doing this.
I say you lot, you three, had fun as well. Please...
Big shout out to Tyler, the team, and Allison.
Yeah, big shout out there.
Please,
if you have any suggestions for any of our segments, please tell us. Please.
Yeah, how are they going to get in touch with us, Will?
Oh, well, they can either send me an email at my Hotmail account, which is quite amusing, actually. It's uisnoob@hotmail.co.uk.
Why a noob? That's not a very nice thing to say.
I know. I can never use it to tell people, because they just think I'm trolling them, and it's not actually my email address.
Or you can PM me. On YouTube, youtube.com/themusband.
Or me,
youtube.com/Rikito. Yeah.
Same spelling as before, always is.
Yeah, and, well, basically, just tell all your friends about us, spam it everywhere.
Yeah, also, please...
We're going to be spamming it everywhere, so you spam it everywhere.
Please, please do send us stuff, because not only does it give us ideas, it lets us know people are actually listening to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we need people listening. Because otherwise it wouldn't be us talking.
It just generally is.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you for listening. And, I don't know, maybe we'll see you next time. That's assuming we saw you this time.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Bye.
It's been a pleasure recording with you this evening, Will.
It has been a pleasure. Yes.
Bye, humble listener.